Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting seventh. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting third. The first baseman, Gerald Perry. Batting fourth. The DH, George Brett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Schultz. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tabler. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Bradley goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Milligan hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Orsilac hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Milligan moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson tags and scores. Milligan tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Orioles. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Orsilac moves to second. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry fields it, throws to home for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pecota hits a line drive into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McDonald fires to first and picks off Perry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bradley moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Bradley scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to second. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsalak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Eisenreich hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Schultz moves to third. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton strikes out. 2 outs. Sam Horn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Horn is 0-for-1 in the game. Horn takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with McDonald covering, for the out. One out. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Perry reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive off the glove of Seitzer, and into shallow left field. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bradley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bradley bunts towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripken moves to third. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Bradley moves to second. Mel Stottlemyre now pitching. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Milligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Ripken scores. Bradley moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Orioles. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Orsalak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schultz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schultz strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Sam Horn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Horn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. Tettleton moves to second. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tettleton scores. It's 6-1, Orioles. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ripken hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tabler. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Hewlett moves to third. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bradley is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bradley hits a line drive into left field. Schultz picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Schultz. Hewlett scores. Ripken scores. Bradley moves to second. It's 8-1, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Orsalak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orsalak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tettleton strikes out. 2 outs. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pecota reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0 for 2 in the game. Pecota takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Perry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradley. Perry reaches second base with a double. Pecota goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2 Orioles. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eisenreich for the out. Perry moves to third. Brett moves to second. 1 out. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schultz strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Encarnacion now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett strikes out. 1 out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. He's got two RBIs. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stillwell hits a line drive into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pecota is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pecota hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McFarlane moves to second. Jeff Ballard now pitching. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Perry is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ballard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Palacios now playing third base. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Milligan hits a line drive into left field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Orsulak is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Orsulak hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-3 in the game. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into right field. Orsulak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ripken strikes out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Horn batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Horn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Horn hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Curt Schilling now pitching. Rene Gonzalez now playing third base. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Curt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McFarlane moves to second. Ray Palacios is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Palacios strikes out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pecota is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pecota hits a pop-up towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gerald Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Perry is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Perry takes first base on ball 4. McFarlane moves to third. Stillwell moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.